Well, it's a Monday afternoon. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason. We're now joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago. Hey, Mark, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, glad to be here, Todd.
Well, tell me a little bit about the weather forecast for the Corn Belt, starting in the west and moving towards the east, I suppose. That generally makes most sense.
Yeah, well, let's first talk about temperatures today, another impressive day of heat across the Midwest. Not necessarily on the maximum temperature side, I think a lot of 90s, potentially a few isolated pockets getting up to 100 degrees, but that's actually more on the minimum temperature side where we are seeing or saw this morning minimum temperatures only in the 70s and just a lot of high dew points helping to support those high minimum temperatures. Temperatures will now be easing here as we go into tomorrow and then through the balance of the week here. Still be warmer than normal, but just not to the levels that either we saw over the weekend or what we're seeing here today. But nonetheless, it's a warmer than normal pattern. We see that in place not only this week, but also into next week as well. From a rainfall standpoint, bottom line is this week is shaping up to be a pretty active week, actually across much of the Corn Belt. There's going to be daily thunderstorm, chances of thunderstorms and a pretty frequent progression of storms. First off, in areas of Nebraska, into Kansas, South Dakota, and then working its way eastward, including in that from southern Minnesota, Iowa, northern Missouri, all the way here across Illinois, even eastward all the way through Ohio. So a pretty active week. Next week, it still looks on the active side, but doesn't look as active as this week, especially the eastern or central eastern Midwest areas in and around Mississippi River, eastward through Ohio, look to be at least the more favored area for higher rainfall amounts here next week.
All in all, the Corn Belt looks to be in pretty good shape. However, in the Northern Hemisphere, there are some places like the Black Sea region, which has been suffering from dry weather.
Yeah, the driest area has really, it's been in the Ukraine and especially southwest Russia that's been driest over the past 30 days. But that dryness does extend north and west into Poland, northern Germany, England, and all the way up through Scandinavian countries. Specifically for Ukraine and southwest Russia, that area has been the driest over the past 60 to even 90 days, and it looks like that continues as we go through month's end and even into the early part of July. Now, temperatures will be biased warmer than normal, especially this week, but there will be some variability in readings. The most as we get into next week, the most extreme temperatures will be in southwest Russia, where highs will be in the mid-90s for several days this week before an easing of temperatures take place. So we're not yet in a mode where there's consistent extreme heat, but with the drier than normal conditions combined with the warmer than normal temperature for this time of year, that's certainly accelerating the depletion of soil moisture reserves.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Dad.
That's Mark Russo. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.